Okay. Good morning, everyone. Today's daf in Nazir's Chaf Zion. Thank the Lupin Foundation for sponsorship of the daf. Daf is known as Zechon Hashemas Liba Gabriela Bashmuel. We are now in day three of discussing Maos Tumim. Okay, a topic which the Gemara has held on to. But the truth of the matter is that there's really not a lot of Gemara that discusses it. These Dapim are relatively short. In fact, today's daf is very short. And really, the Tosafim take center stage in a lot of these discussions. So, I know it's the third day we're on the topic, but the truth of the matter is, in terms of Gemara, it's just one flow that happens to be broken up into three separate days. We're gonna stop in the towards the bottom of Chav Zayin Amud Beis today. There's a Braisa which starts on the towards the bottom of Chav Zayin Amud Beis and really goes all the way to the bottom of Chav Ches Amud Aleph. So I'm going to stop today before the Braisa, and tomorrow we'll just finish off the Braisa, the long Braisa, which essentially is going to make the same point that we're going to finish today with. I know I'm speaking in very vague terms right now, but we're going to make the same point again tomorrow. And then afterwards, we start a new Mishnah, not a new topic, but more topics in Naziris. Okay, in the meantime, however, now is an excellent time for review, as we're about to begin today's daf. We are in the middle of discussing this halacha regarding Maos Tumim, money that are unspecified. You see, in the world of Naziros, and I'll include other worlds as well, but in the world of Naziros, a person becomes a Nazir, so the conclusion of Naziros means that he's going to bring three karbanos. He's going to bring a chatos, an ola, and a shlamim. Again, just so we should be familiar with the animals, the kinds of animals that need to be brought for these karbanos. So for the chatos, it's a kifsa, it's a female sheep. For the ola, it's a keves, male sheep, which again I thought it was a ram, but okay. And finally the shlamim, which comes from an aisle. The ram is brought as a shlamim. In general, shlamim kid does not have to be male or female, does not have to be gender specific, but the Torah says when it comes to the Nazir, the shlamim comes from an aisle, comes from a ram. Good. Those are the three karbanos that are brought by a Nazir. So in a textbook scenario, so the person becomes a Nazir, concludes his Nazirus, and then he brings three animals to the base of Mikdash, and knowing exactly when he needs to bring, so he'll go out shopping. They have all those stores around Yerushalayim, within Yerushalayim, and you know exactly what you need to buy, what you need to purchase. But as we also know, back in the good old days, what people did is that they would, before going and actually buying the animal, they were already designate money and earmark money towards the purposes of purchasing an animal. That money that's earmarked and designated has the status of hektish. In other words, obviously the money itself does not have kedushas aguf, but once the monies are earmarked for specific designation, so those monies therefore can be and only can be used for the designation of which it was set aside for. Good. These are the ABCs, the basics, if you will, about designating a karbon. This discussion takes us all the way back to the Mishnah on Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah describes a scenario in which people are declared themselves to be a Nazir, set aside money, and now no longer need the money. We went over a number of scenarios. The Mishnah scenario all the way back in Chav Dalet Amud Aleph dealt with a woman who declared herself to be a Nazira, but then after having set aside the money or the animals, her husband said to her, no, nothing doing. Husband learns about it for the first time, hears about it for the first time, so we know the husband has the power of Afara. He could annul his wife's neder. So already going all the way back to Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, the Mishnah described a scenario where now you have all these either the animals or the monies that are pooled together for a karbanos, they're no longer needed. What do you do? So, if there were animals, I'm going all the way back to Chav Dalet Amud Aleph for review. So, if there are animals that were set aside and now the animals are no longer needed, so what do you do with the animals? So, the Mishnah says, take it case by case, animal by animal. So, in terms of the chatas, so a chatas where it's no longer needed, so the chatas is sent to designated for death. Chatas amesa. The ola, so as we've discussed time and again, an ola is a daron, it's a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the fact that she doesn't need this carbon anymore doesn't take away from the fact that it's an ola. And you take the ola and you bring the ola up on the Mizbeach. And as far as the shlamim is concerned, same story with the ola. And you can bring a shlamim anytime you want. You could donate a shlamim. So here we have a shlamim. She's no longer in a zero. She no longer needs a carbon. No problem. Take the shlamim and put up on the Mizbeach. There's a couple of details regarding this particular shlamim. It can only be eaten for a day. Since she designated the shlamim as a karban for a nazir, even though she's no longer a nazir, so therefore the shlamim can only be eaten for a day. good, but in other words, there's something you bring as a carbon. Okay. But then the Mishnah says, what if it's maustumin? What if the money is unspecified? So in other words, she put together monies, and these monies were going to be used for her carbonos, but she didn't say which money is going to go for what. So we have a special halacha, which we've been discussing now the last 2 days, and we're going to be on day three today discussing this halacha, and that is if it's unspecified money, so you can take all this pooled money and put it into, bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, and put it in a pushka called Nedava. The pushka called Nedava is a special pushka in the Beis HaMikdash, where in the times of slow in the Beis HaMikdash, slow season if you will in the Beis HaMikdash, where there are no karbanos being brought on the Mizbeach, so they take from the, they draw from this account, and they buy olos nedava, and basically, okay, we'll make a little action, a little activity in the Beis HaMikdash between the olos haboker and the tamei bein harbayim, just something going on during the day, if you will. Okay, and obviously this represents a big chiddush, because the monies that were designated for a Nazir, even in its unspecified state, but we pretty much know what's going to happen with the money. Some of the money is going to go to a Chatas, some of it's going to go to a Shlamim, and some of it's going to go to an Ola. And we're going to take all this pooled money and we're putting it into the Pushka, and meanwhile, we're basically reassigning money. We're taking monies that would have gone to a Chatas, would have gone to a Shlamim, and we're throwing it right into the Pushka with a bunch of monies that are all going to go towards Ola. So that's a Chiddush. And that's, I guess that's why the Gemara's been speaking about it for the last 3 days, because it's a Chiddush. Where does the Chiddush come from? So we had a machlokes between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan says this is Halach L'Moshe Misinai. Reish Lakish darshins it out from Psukim. Okay, good. For the most part, we've been focusing much more on Rav Yochanan, and that it's Hilchasa Gemirila. It's just simply Halach L'Moshe Misinai. It's not a drasha. We don't learn it out from Psukim. It's the easier way to say it. I say easier because the Gemara pointed out there are certain distinctions, fine distinctions within this Halach L'Moshe Misinai, where if it's Halach L'Moshe Misinai, okay, I get the distinctions. How do I get it? Because Halach L'Moshe Misinai, it does not have to be generated by rules and methodology and drashas. It's just, this is it. That's the halacha. So it's a little bit easier to understand as Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. It's a little more straining, but Reish Lakish, you know, is of this opinion. It's a little more straining to say that it's a drasha. Anyway, that's so we're gonna focus more on the idea that it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. And speaking about details within the special Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, what are the details? So the most basic details are the following. You can only take the money and put it in the pushka only if it's unspecified, only if it's stumim. Once it's mifurashim, once the money is designated, which monies are going to go to what? So then story over. Then you can no longer use this special Halach L'Moshe Misinai. Once the monies are designated or assigned, are earmarked, so then the money must be treated accordingly. And when I say accordingly, so again, just to review. So the money that was earmarked for a chata, so Yolach Liyam HaMelech, take that money and put it into the Dead Sea. Because that money would have been used to buy a carbon chatas. Chatas itself is going to have been designated for death. Because again, she's no longer Nazira. So too, the monies that were earmarked for the chatas, taken into Yam HaMelech. What about the money designated for the shlamim, by carbon shlamim, and again with the special strictures of only eating for 1 day? The money's designated for an ola, so buy an ola with that money as well. But if it's stumim, but if the money is unspecified, so then those monies can be thrown into the pushka. Good. That is what we've been discussing for the last couple of days. It started with the Mishnah Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, but really the bulk of the discussion has been taking place over the Dafim of Chav Hei and Chav Vav, and now going into today's Daf, and that's Daf Chav Zayin. Okay, what's special about money? So we all know the answer. When we're talking about money, we're talking about coins and cash, so we're talking about liquidity. The idea that basically it's legal tender. I can go anywhere I want with money, and it's easily convertible to whatever I see fit, whatever I'm interested in. So when we're talking about money, we're really talking about the liquidity of money. So yesterday we ended off the discussion of the Gemara in Chavav Amud Beis with a discussion of, is there anything else that's going to be cash-like in this halacha of ma'ostumim versus ma'os mefurashim? So in the Gemara yesterday, we had a multitude of opinions. Let's start again from the words Amar Rav Huna. I know we did this yesterday, but this is a good place to start, as we're going to discuss today, and really for the remainder of today, the idea of the special nature of money, and can any other commodity have this unique quality of money and basically be considered cash-like? So, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. We're starting today on Chavav Amud Beis. It's about 7-8 lines from the top of the Amud. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Lo Shanu El Amos. This special halacha Lamosh Misinai, that you could take all this unspecified money and put in the pushka, is only specific to money. Aval Behema Areka Mufreshes. But if it's animals, so animals are considered like Mufreshes. Meaning animals, although animals can be sold, but animals are not really a liquid commodity. There's no liquidity in animals. Now, an animal, you could sell it, but truth of the matter is it takes time. It's not as fast as money. It's not as liquid as money. And so therefore, Rav Huna Marav says that when it comes to animals, Hareik Mufreshes, we're going to treat it like Mufreshes. Now, when we say animals over here, like, what are we talking about? Meaning, what exactly, how are these animals exactly set up for the Nazir? So, if you take a look at Tosfos, I think we did this yesterday, but again, this is some of the basic discussions that we had yesterday. Yeah, yesterday, I'm sorry, I'm reminding myself now. Yesterday, I said the Tosfos outside. Let's take a couple of minutes to take a look at Tosfos inside, as Tosfos really sets us up for this discussion. Aval behema areikim ufreshes. Okay. Tosfos an chavav amud beis ulechora. Tosfos says, look, ostensibly, so ostensibly, when we're talking about animals right now, we're talking about animals that are fit for a nazir. So ostensibly that's what the Gemara is talking about, but Tosfos says, but it can't be. But that's not true. Velonira. But Tosfos says that you have to rule that out right away. The im came my kamashmalan Rav Huna. Then Rav Huna is not really teaching us anything. Like, think about it. Here's what Rav Huna is saying, according to Tosfos' first and very quickly dismissed suggestion. The Gemara is saying that, look, if the Nazir sets aside, without specifying, you know, I know I have to bring three karbanos. Here, I'm going to bring a kevis, a kivsa, and an aisle, but I'm not going to designate which one's which. Okay.
But you know
which one's which. So Tosfos says it can be. We're going to see later this morning, today's daf, that if you bring the animals, and each animal is anatomically specific to the carbon that another needs to bring, it's kind of a no-brainer. The kevis is there to be brought as an ola. The kivsa is there to be brought as a chatas. And the aisle is there to be brought as a shlamim. Like, it can't be that that's what the Gemara is discussing right now. So Tosfos immediately rejects it. And Tosfos says that in just a moment, we're going to be talking about gold bars. We're going to be talking about beams of wood. So we're obviously talking about things that are not offered on the Mizbeach. So when we say behema over here, it's got to be in the same general category of things that are not offered on the Mizbeach. L'chein nira da'ayri be'behema do'lechazi la'nazir. So therefore, Tosfos says, I think we are discussing right now animals that are not fit to be brought for a nazir. Meaning animals that are fit to be brought on the Mizbeach, but not for a nazir. Kagon. Gimel parim. O gimel se'irim. So we're talking about, let's say, for example, three bulls, three goats. None of those animals, neither of those animals, are fit for a nazir. To be nazir, I have a kevis kivsahi de'ika. Because as we just pointed out, for a nazir, kevis kivsa aisle. Not bull, not goat. Okay, and what the Gemara is saying is the following. So again, here we got a Nazir. He now is setting aside animals. Animals that are not fit for him. So what is he doing? He's pointing to, it's strange, I know, but he's pointing to three bulls, and he's saying to the three bulls, these are going to be for my Karban Nazir. Okay, now, again, let's think about this. These are being bought for my Karban Nazir. Now, obviously, these animals themselves cannot be bought for Karban Nazir. So what he meant was, is that, look, I don't have any, right, I don't have any cash on me right now, right? They don't take credit cards in the base of Mikdash. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to bring something of value, and then what we're going to do is, we're going to sell the item, and with the proceeds of that sale, we're going to use for my Karban Nazir. That's what he's doing. Now, next part of Tosfos, I said this outside yesterday, but now let's see it inside. We have a couple minutes today. The Im Tomer came into my baby Hamid Lochais Lanazar Baakravaki Depreciates Elakagon Shoshaparma Shoshasiri Mali Bali Mumim Mali Bitzmimim. Now, the Gemara in just a moment is going to make a distinction between whether these animals are blemished or not blemished. And Tosfos says, who cares? What difference does it make? He's not offering these animals themselves. He's only using the animals for its value. So what difference does it make? And so therefore, why should it matter whether they're blemished or not blemished? The Yeshlam. So the Tosfos over here now speaks to basically the nature of money. I know I read a lot, but basically Tosfos says like this. Look, even though these bulls that he's setting aside for his Karban Nazir, even though they're not going to be offered as a carbon for him, however, we have a rule, and the rule goes like this. If you are being makdish an animal, even though you don't want this animal, you only want its value, but if it's an animal that could be brought in the Mizbeach, it skips Kedushas Damim, it jumps immediately to Kedushas Aguf, which then becomes non-redeemable. And now, you're stuck. Not stuck, correct. You are temporarily impaired. Right. Okay, better. You're temporarily impaired. The imtomer mi dami hausam biyadalakishan kedushas aguf laola. I like to bypass this point of Tosfos. So gufa ava hachein biyadalakishan lenizirus dalochazik v'viyeshlam the sevela karabanan to tmura. I really would like to bypass this point. We're going to skip a couple of lines. So. No, right. Okay. The imtomar. Okay. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines down after Tosfos gets wide. So the imtomar. So now. Again, let's go back to that sentence that I enjoyed a moment ago. So you're temporarily impaired. Why are you temporarily impaired? Because when you're makdish an animal, even though you yourself are not, you don't want this animal. You're not going to use this animal. You only want its value. But because it's an animal that could go on the mizbech, it skips kedushas damim. It goes right to kedushas aguf. Now what? Now you got to wait. And now you're going to have to wait until it gets a blemish, and then and only then can you redeem it. So now it lost its liquidity. And Tosfos now is ready to make exactly this point. V'yeshlamar dishna ushna. Tosfos says, and now we're going to see the difference. What that? The balas mom ru'uya limakir miyad. V'limkos karbanos nazir gimel behemos etzrichim lo. When you start with a blemished animal, so now it's sellable immediately. It's liquid. Oh, okay, good. So that now we see the difference. When you're being makdish from the point of origination, the animal that you yourself don't want to offer, but you just want its value, and it's a balmum, perfect. It's cash-like because it started off with a blemish. You can go and you can sell it anytime you want. It's liquid. It's cash-like. Good. Aval tamimim lochazi limakir miyad kid depreciates the bayimum liftos alav. But when you are makdish a non-blemished animal, so now you got to wait until it gets a blemish, and then and only then you can sell it. So it no longer is a liquid asset. And that's why, says the Gemara, now we're going to go full circle all the way back to the Gemara. That's why, says the Gemara, that if you're makdish animals, and again, now in the context of this Tosfos, we understand. It means not an animal that the Nazir himself wants to use, but an animal that he wants only for its value. But if he's makdish a non-blemished animal, so now the problem is that he's got to wait. And because he has to wait, it no longer is liquid. And because it's no longer liquid, it's no longer cash-like. And this special halacha lemoshe misinai, that you could take cash and put it in the pushka, is only for things that are like ma'os. Ma'os and anything ma'os-like. Ma'os money. I'm saying it like an Ashkenaz. Ma'ot. Okay.
Thank you.
That was a good translation. I'm bilingual. Yeah. Yeah.
What, it can bring it to the Beit HaMikdash and exchange it with the...
Nope, non-blemished. Non-blemished animals are non-redeemable, non-exchangeable.
Right.
Yeah, Tamura.
Right.
Yes.
He never really marked this, that animal. He set it aside.
Yeah. Value, so I... Correct. Pain, correct. That's...
Because it could be brought up within the
affair. It bypasses... look, it's a halachan kachim, meaning it just... We know what the person's intent was, but when you're makdish an animal and that animal could be brought on the Mizbech, even though his intent was for its value and not for the animal itself, what happens with an animal is it skips Kedushas Damim and goes right to Kedushas Guf. That's just simply it's the rules of the way the Beis HaMikdash works. Okay.
True, like if somebody wants to give value of a Keli that can be used in the Mizbech?
Yeah, so that's a good question. I think this is only specific, I think... Okay, I'm not 100% sure about this. I think this is only specific to animals. I think so. Okay. Okay. Oh, right. Okay. Right. That's where Hadi's directed with his questioning. I could see. Okay. Anyway, good. That is our Gemara. So now let's go on. We did all this yesterday, but again, we had a couple minutes today, and we could see Tosfos inside, and it's good. Okay. So. Back to the Gemara at hand. Lo shanu lamaos of al behema harekum ufreshes. So animals are like specified money. And again, now in the context of Tosfos, we could say very succinctly: the distinction is based on liquidity. If something can be sold immediately, it's like maos. If something needs time before it can be sold, so then it's not going to be like maos. It's like mufreshes, and that is why you no longer can enjoy the special halach lamoshe misinai. Lo shanu ala tamima va balasamum. Did I skip? Yeah. I'm Rav Nachman. Had amri behema harei kumufreshes. Rav Nachman goes on to clarify. When we said that an animal is like specified money, so lo shanu ala tamima, we're only talking about a non-blemished animal. And again, just all for the reasons that we lay down in Tosfos. Ava balasamum harei kistuma. But if it's a blemished animal, blemished animals are like unspecified money because they share the same characteristic of being liquid. Aval naschalo. But bars of gold are not a liquid asset. Now over here, it's not perfectly clear to me what they're using as a barometer of liquidity versus non-liquidity. Meaning, because you'll see, right, in one line of Gemara, the Gemara is going to go back and forth on a bar of gold. Right, harei kistuma val naschalo. So Rav Nachman's opinion is that when we're talking about a bar of gold, that's not considered a liquid asset, and therefore is not considered stumim. And Rav Nachman Yitzchak amar afilo naschal. And Rav Nachman Yitzchak says no, a bar of gold is considered a liquid asset. So again, I'm just presenting my lack of understanding. Sorry, but the moment of honesty. I don't know what. What these Amorim are vacillating over.
Well, because the money's money, the gold, you have to go and assess it.
Yeah, but the Gemara...
As fast,
I understand, but a moment ago, the Gemara was perfectly comfortable with blemished animals, even though, again, you're going to have to go through the process of selling it and...
True.
Okay.
Gold,
I mean, it could...
Some restriction in terms of exchanging?
I don't know. I don't know.
I think they had to assess the gold.
It took time for appraisal?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Animals
also have to go through some appraisal process. Right. Okay. Look, we're... You have the Gemara in front of you, so you're gonna you need to explain. And okay, I'm just
maybe that's why the Umbrella is faster to assess.
Maybe okay, could be. Aval Savar Shakaros Lo beams of wood. Beams of wood are not a liquid commodity. You can't just simply say, hey, I got a beam of wood. You know, okay, right, $5. No, not $5. $2. Right, I'm in the business now of making my sukkah. It's not a business. So I'm in the business now of making my sukkah. So like I went to the store the other day. I got a couple new beams of wood. Like it's arbitrary. I mean, it's not arbitrary. I understand, but like $2, $5. It's not a fixed price. Amalei Rav Shimon bar Ashi Rav Papi. My time I do Rabbanan Dami Maos Velo Behema Velo Nascha Maos Velo Svara. So the Gemara says now Rav Shimon asks the following question. Look, and this is a dialogue between Rav Shimon bar Ashi and Rav Papa. Okay, and they said, look, what's the reason behind these Amoraim? It has to be money, but not animals. Not gold bars, money, but not beams of wood. Elamiata. Now again, his question is a broad question, meaning as we just got done saying in the Gemara, some say that bars of gold are considered a liquid asset. He's just asking a broad question, meaning you're telling me that it has to be specifically money, and some Amoraim are of the opinion that nothing else, no other item. So Elamiata, the Gemara says, Maos Velo Ophos. And you know what? I'm going to now make the argument, and I'm going to tell you now, it has to be money, but not birds. Meaning birds cannot be viewed as stumen, as unspecified. To which the Gemara says, but is that true? V'chite mahachinami. Now maybe you'll tell me, oh, that's true. Meaning birds are not considered a liquid commodity. So the Gemara says, Hadamar of Chisa, but the Gemara says, but look, here's a statement which we've learned a couple of times throughout Shas. We've seen it since the beginning of Shas. We've seen it twice. I'm looking at the side right now. Erev and Yuma. We made the statement. Let me before we say the statement to Rav Chista. Again, let's review. Sometimes a person is obligated to bring a pair of birds to the base of Mikdash. Azava, nidri oledes, and there are other occurrences also in halacha that you're going to need to bring a pair of birds. Whenever a pair of birds need to be brought, it always comes down to the same. It's a pair of birds. Only two types of birds can be brought. Either it's a tour or it's a ben yonah. There's an entire mesechta in Shas dedicated to this topic, and in Daf Yomi, even though it's just Mishnayos, so we do it. We do this mesechta. It's found at the end of Seder Kachim. It's the last mesechta in Seder Kachim. It's called Mesechta Kinim. Okay, and it's three parakim, and that last parak is one of the most difficult parakim in Mishnayos. Right? I don't remember the parak well, to be honest, but I do remember though the palpitations I had the night prior to the to that Mishnah. It's hard. It's a difficult Mishnah. But anyway, we don't. Right now, we could just focus on the basics, and that is that when you bring a pair of birds, one's going to be a chatas and the other one's going to be an ola. Now, these pair of birds are brought to the base of Mikdash. There are only two points on the timeline between the sanctification of the birds and the actual offering of the birds, where you can make designation of which bird is going to be an ola and which one's good bird is going to be a chatos. And that's what we're going to see right now together with Rav Chista. The Amar Rav Chista ain't a kinemis parshos. The only times that birds can be assigned which birds are chatos, which ones are birds and ola is only going to be at 2 points. Ela iblakichas baalim, only when the owner buys the birds. O be'asiyas kohen, when the kohen offers the birds. Which means that let's say the owner who needs to bring these birds purchased the pair of birds. Okay, I was going to say bought, but bought, brought, so I'll say clearly. Purchased a pair of birds. At that point, the owner of the birds who needs to bring them can make an assignment. And he could say, one's a chatas, one's an ola. And good luck remembering and identifying which one's which. Probably they would tie a string around one of them. Mm-hmm. Or make some sort of mark. But if he purchased a pair of birds and then he didn't make the assignment at that point in time, you are not allowed to make the assignment until you give it to the kohen and the kohen offers it, and that is the next and only time afterwards that you can make the assignment. Why that should be? So I'm sure there are lovely svaras that rest behind this halacha, but as we're going to see momentarily, it's drushas. It's psukim. It's just that's just Again, that's just the rules of engagement. So the Gemara is bothered by the following question, and that is, Amai Hamaus Gemirin La. So now, what did we just learn regarding birds? What we just learned regarding birds is that birds basically are stumim, and there only are going to be 2 points when you can make an assignment to designation of which one's which. But outside of those 2 times, the birds now are considered stumim; they're considered unspecified. And so now, here's what bothers the Gemara. What bothers the Gemara now is that what did we just learn together for today, yesterday, and just a little bit the day before that? We learned that there's a special halacha Moshe Mesina that tells us that if I have unspecified monies and I no longer need it, so then those monies can be put in the pushka for nedava. That's it. That's the halacha Moshe Mesina. And now, and yesterday's daf, going into today's daf, we're making a very simple distinction. If it's ma'os, stumim, money, specifically money, so then we have this halacha. But if it's a commodity, we don't have this halacha. So the Gemara says, but when it comes to birds, why are we putting birds on the in the camp of mifurashim, of specified, of designated? Meanwhile, the halacha is that if you bought the pair of birds, you didn't give assignment at the time of lakicha, you cannot assign it at all. And the only time that you can make an assignment is going to be only when you give it over to the Kohen, and only when he actually offers it on the Mizbeach. So from the time of purchase to the time that the Kohen actually offers it, it is unspecified. So the Gemara says, so what are you telling me? That this special halacha Moshe Mesina is only applicable to money? It's not true. It should be applicable to birds as well. So the Gemara says, am I Hamos Gemirin Lo? So the Gemara says, well, let me not answer the question directly, I'll answer the question indirectly, but let's consider the following. We're now on the top of Chazayin and Aleph. We're going to see a Mishnah later on. Rashbag Gamliel says, Hevi Shosh Behemot V'lo Pirish. Let's say a person brings 3 animals. Now, this should resonate with us because we heard this Gemara just a couple of minutes earlier today when we went through the Tosfos. The case is a very simple one, where a person goes to the Beis HaMikdash and he brings 3 animals. But he didn't tell us which animal's which. However, there are great clues to know which one's which, because one animal's a keves, the other animal's a kifsa, and the third animal's an ayil. So what do you do? It's very simple. Rashbag Omer, Hey Vishosh Bemas Vilapir Shari Lachatas Takir Chatas, Laola Takrivola, Lushlamim Tikrav Shlamim. So it's very simple what you do. You basically go with anatomical correctness. The kevis will be brought as an ola, the kivsa a chatas, and the isle a shlamin. Amai hamar behema lavka mefreshes damya. Now, didn't you say that animals, meaning previously the Gemara said that animals are considered unspecified? Now, the truth of the matter is that I'm presenting the Gemara like the Gemara is asking such a powerfully strong question. After having gone through Tosfos earlier this morning, you realize we're really not making fair comparisons over here. Earlier this morning, we were talking about animals that they, animals themselves, are not going to be used as is karbanos. We were talking about animals that specifically cannot be used as is karbanos, and he only declared them kadosh for its value and not for the animals themselves. Rashbag over here is talking about a case of animals that are specifically can be brought as karbanos. So why does the Gemara asking question over here on the aforementioned Gemara, when the truth of the matter is they're not really the same? Tosus is bothered by that. Tosus is on the bottom of the previous Amud. He struggles a little bit with it. Anyway, admittedly, it's a point to take into consideration, but let's go right to the answer. So the Gemara says, okay, let's take this step by step. When it came to the birds, again, what was the question regarding the birds? How can you consider birds to be mifurashim? When the truth of the matter is that we're not entitled to make assignments after you purchase the birds. To which the Gemara says, yeah, you know what? You're right. You're not entitled to make assignment. But do you know why? You're not entitled to make assignment because that's the Torah's, that's the Xeris Akasav. Meaning, it's not that birds have a money quality to it. Birds, of course, don't have a money quality to it. It's not a liquid asset. The reason why we can't make assignments is because the Torah says you only have 2 points in which you could do so. The Torah says, Amalei Hasam Alakach Vasa, when describing the birds being offered by a Yoledes, by a woman who has just given birth, the Torah says you purchase, and Asiya. Asiya means you're offering them on the Mizbech. And that's it. Amar Rachmana. Ibel Kichas Ba Mi Asiya Kohen. And those are the only 2 points. So it's not that we're giving a definition to birds. Birds are stumim. No, they're not. Birds are mefurashim. It's not a liquid asset. It's not money. It just happens to be that the Torah only gives 2 times in which we are entitled to make the assignment. But we're not saying that short of those 2 times, birds are considered an unspecified liquid asset. We're not saying that. And Hachanami. And the Gemara says, now we turn to Chav Zayin on the base. Probably quick as somebody we've done in a while. Mi matzis amard hadein dechatas tikkur v'ola. And also in the case of Rashbag, Rashi Shimon ben Gamliel, also that case also is pretty simple. Meaning when you're coming into the Beis HaMikdash and you didn't designate the animals kind of speak for themselves. You're not going to take the female animal and offer her as an ola. You can't. It doesn't work. So there, once again, you know why in that case over there, you cannot look at those animals as liquid assets? It's very simple. Right. The animals themselves basically, right, they designate, right, they speak for themselves, they designate themselves. So the Gemara says, really, this line of questioning is not a reasonable line of questioning as it relates to the birds. The birds are considered mifurashim. It's just that the Torah only gives us 2 points where we can make the assignment. In terms of the animals of Rashi Shimon ben Gamliel, those are animals that are fit to be brought as your carbon, and the animals speak for themselves. That's why those animals are considered mifurashim. We move on. Mesiv Rav Hamanuna. We're now on the top of Chazayin Amud Beis. Next question. Mi Amin Beima Balas Mum Kistum Adamya. So again, so where do we start off today with a discussion of if I set aside a blemished animal, and again, blemished animal meaning it's a liquid asset. So blemished animals are considered like money. So if the Nazir no longer needs the animal, you could take these animals now and apply the special Halach L'Moshe Misinai and just reassign it for Olas Nadavah. Good. Now again, not the animals themselves because they're blemished. The values of the animal. But because the animals have liquidity, so therefore they're treated like ma'os. They're treated like unspecified money. Tashma the Gemara says, okay, please consider the following. This is a Mishnah we're going to see together In a short couple days from now. And that is Tashma Ketzad Amaraish Megalech on Nazirus Aviv. Did you know? Well, we're going to see this in the Mishnah. That it's possible for someone to take the money of his father and use it for his own carbon Nazirus. Now, generally speaking, in the world of a carbon Chatas, you can never do that. Meaning, a carbon chatas is specific to one person and only one person. And a carbon chatas cannot be transferred over to anybody else, even if that second person needs it. A person was Michal Shabbos, right? B'shogeg. He set aside a carbon chatas. Rachman al-San, the person died. No longer, obviously he no longer needs it. He already received his kapara through death. Now, another guy comes to the base of Mikdash and says, you know, last Shabbos, it was a bad Shabbos for me. I was by accident, b'shogeg, inadvertently, I was mechal Shabbos. Oh, can I pick up that carbon chatzis over there? Meaning it's not being used, let me use it. So the halach is, no, you can't. Okay, so in the world of carbon chatzis, you cannot take a carbon chatzis and have it used by anybody else, even if that other person needs it for the same reason. However, by Naziris, we have, once again, a special halacha. And that is that if the father declared himself to be a Nazir, set aside money for his Naziris, and dad died without having used the money, the son can now take on Naziris and take dad's money. Special halacha. So the Gemara says, and the Mishnah, let's see the Mishnah inside. Ketzad amar ha'ish megalech ha'naziris aviv, bizman shu aviv, I'm sorry, bizman shaya, hu v'aviv nazirim v'hifrish aviv ma'os. Just one small correction. Right. The Bach. And we'll see this in the Mishnah later on as well. It's Bizman She'aviv, right? Right now, the first case in the Mishnah is where it's just dad. Dad by himself declared himself to be Nazir. And dad set aside money for his Naziris. Umeis, and then dad dies. So here we have a very special halacha that the son now can take dad's money and use it for the son's own naziris. Now, if the money was unspecified, so you put the money in the pushka. Now, if the animals were already designated, okay, so you do with the kabbalas, what like we've been saying in these past couple of days. So what are we learning together in this Mishnah? What we're learning together in this Mishnah is that there's this special halacha that you can use dad's monies is only if it's money, but not if they were actually animals. You can only take the money that dad set aside, but you can't use the animals that dad set aside. Now, here's the Gemara's question. My love, afilo balas mum. So the Gemara says, now, when we're talking about animals that were set aside by dad, aren't we talking about animals that were blemished? It's an assumption. The Gemara is going to turn on that assumption in just a second. But aren't we talking about animals that are blemished? And aren't we therefore just talking about animals that's serving nothing more than just simply a commodity that's going to end up being sold, and the proceeds of that sale is going to be applied to its carbon? And if that's true, aren't we basically saying that even though these animals are liquid assets, they do not have the halach of stumim? To which the Gemara says, lo. That is not true. Tamima. No, we're talking about animals that are not blemished. Avabalas mum kistuma damya. So the Gemara says, really? That's interesting. So if the animal was a blemished animal, so then those animals are considered like money. So mayir yamaus lema haisala behema balas mum yipul nadava. So the Gemara says, so now the Gemara is critiquing the Mishnah later on. We are now making a difference between animals that are tamim versus animals that are bamum. Why doesn't the Mishnah do that? Meaning, as we like we say time and again throughout the Gemara, if there's a better distinction to be made, make it. So can't we simply say that that Mishnah over there should have said that if dad died leaving money, or let's say better, if dad died leaving blemished animals, so then the son could pick up the blemished animals, declare himself to be a Nazir, and use the blemished animals. Because blemished animals are like cash. And let me just finish the thought. And the other side of the Mishnah would be, what if dad left non-blemished animals? Well, non-blemished animals, that the kid cannot use. And those animals are going to have to be assigned for, again, Ola, Shlamim, and Chatas, sent to its death. So the Gemara's answer is very simple. Hakanami balas mum lamai kadisha l'demei, demei hainu maos. So the Gemara says that's exactly what the Mishnah meant. When the Mishnah said maos, the Mishnah didn't mean money and only money. The Mishnah said money and anything which is money-like. Blemished animals are money-like. And because blemished animals are money-like, so the halacha would be that if dad set aside not money but blemished animals, well, blemished animals is exactly like money, which means then that the son can pick up those blemished animals and pick up right off where dad left. Son can declare himself to be a Nazir on the condition that the blemished animals are going to serve as his vehicle, not the animals themselves, but the value of those animals are going to be applied towards his Nazirs. Gemara says that'll be just like Maos, and that's exactly what the Mishnah meant. Adkan. Stop over here. Tomorrow we're going to start with the Braisa. I told you, this next sequence of Mesiv Rava all the way to the Mishnah on the bottom of tomorrow's Amud is going to basically run through a Braisa and basically going to amount to the same point that we're making right now. Okay, good. To wrap up, to summarize. Okay, again, a continuation of yesterday's daf of Maos Tumim versus Mufurashim. We're talking today about the liquidity of assets. So the Gemara had a discussion regarding whether or not beams, gold bars, blemished animals have the same liquid value as money does, and therefore entitled to the special halacha Moshe Misina of Maos Tumim. The Gemara vacillated on a lot of these issues. The Gemara ends up having a discussion regarding animals that are Bali Mumim. Bali Mumim do have that liquidity that money has, and therefore the Gemara says that they do also enjoy the special halacha Moshe Misinai.